The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Big Story from the Straits Times on Money FM 89.3.
You're watching The Big Story with Haryanto Diman. I'm Olivia Quay.
The Fortitude budget was mostly about jobs, saving current jobs, creating new jobs, and upskilling workers to prepare for the future. For example, a new $2 billion SG United Jobs and Skills package will create close to 100,000 opportunities for workers affected by the COVID-19 economic slowdown.
As businesses seek to adapt to a new normal, what about the workforce as a whole? Earlier this month, National Development Minister Lawrence Wong said Singaporeans will need to embrace working from home as a new norm. So how can we rethink jobs in a post-pandemic world?
Well, let's delve deeper into this with Fang Yulin, partner at PwC Singapore. She also leads the upskilling efforts for the firm. Welcome, Yulin. Well, as we've seen since the virus broke out, people can change the way we work. Yulin, both of us are working from home, for example. So besides telecommuting, what other changes are happening in the workforce amid the pandemic?
The world was already rapidly changing, particularly in the area of digital adoption, but COVID-19 has accelerated it. So there is a strong recognition that technology will continue to accelerate, and therefore the skills gap from current to what's required will widen if nothing is done. So apart from telecommuting, I do see instances of individuals starting to upskill themselves through online programs, paid or complimentary. In terms of other changes as a start, the observation is that the workforce is adapting quickly to the use of a variety of digital tools. But companies understand that to be able to be well-positioned, the workforce will need to continue to develop some important attributes that will be useful for now and also in the future. So some of these attributes could be digital and data savviness for its employees. Whether or not you're working in a factory, an office, or an F&B, you will need to get more comfortable with digital tools or even a range of digital tools which can evolve too. A case in point that we have adapted is that we've adapted well and are comfortable now with a range of conferencing tools. And even some hawker centers have already pivoted to digital payments. Another area I think that the companies are focusing on in terms of their people is creativity and innovation. We have already seen a lot of creativity and innovation during the pandemic. Can we see more products and services that are highly valued being further created? Another area is flexibility and adaptability. An individual will have to upgrade their skills, adapt to evolving workspaces, and the gig economy could be set to grow too. I also think that there is a general understanding that apart from drawing up a very well-designed plan, action continues to be extremely important, and the ability to refine and reiterate those plans as well.
All right. Yulin, you've outlined most of the benefits of working in this new landscape. What about the cons? Are there any cons in terms of working in this new landscape?
Actually, the advice has been quite clear for now. Work from home must be used to the maximum extent possible. We have to accept that this is a reality. Actually, Straits Times just did a survey. It mentioned that about 9 out of 10 would like to work from home to various extents. Some of the benefits cited are that it can cut down travel time. Not traveling means more health and safety. And they can also spend more time with family and have increased flexibility as well. There could even be potential cost savings. So there are advantages of working from home. However, talking about the disadvantages or the cons, there are also potential dark sides to working from home. One area I believe could be a concern is that whilst responsible businesses are encouraging their employees to work from home, we should not forget that there could be some in our midst who might not have conducive work or home environments for one reason or another. So how can the business community, how can the community at large help these families with these kind of workers with these kind of situations? So, I mean, also central to a strong workforce, I think, is a workforce which has also very strong well-being. As you know, different people adapt differently to work from home situations. A common feedback that I've been hearing is that working from home could also mean working into your own personal time and reduce productivity. Some say that they also feel as if they are having a bit of cabin fever. So I think that leadership and the HR function have a key role to play in implementing programs which address mental wellness and also advising how to manage your own time as well.
I mean, you said earlier that, of course, working from home is a reality that we'll have to accept. But on that note, can Singapore's infrastructure support a predominantly work from home scenario?
I think broadly, Singapore infrastructure can. But as I mentioned before, we have to be just extra careful and also mindful of pockets of individuals who might not have the hardware to work from home or even learn from home. So it's important that they are supported so that they can be included in this new reality.
And on that note as well, Yulin, how can Singaporeans prepare for a post-COVID world to remain employable?
I can see that Singaporeans are already investing in themselves to upskill. I also note that some students, even as first-time job seekers or preparing for themselves for internship or traineeship, they are also taking courses to obtain more comprehensive skills. I would say that the mindset is important. Individuals should be relentless in their pursuit of excellence, developing strong technical skills and also softer, complemented by softer type of skills, despite changes in the working environment. A point to note is that in this new season, whilst your competition can be global, whilst people feel that competition can be global, and likewise, an individual's opportunities can also be global. So in the recent Fortitude budget that was delivered by DPM Heng yesterday, government has outlined some very useful ways that one can remain employable across individuals who are in jobs, in between jobs, are self-employed, or are first-time job seekers. Some of the initiatives that were set out, useful initiatives, such as the 21,000 traineeship program, the 30,000 opportunities to upskill themselves while they are looking for a job. This covers, monthly basic expenses as well. And for an individual who wants to pivot from one job role to another, can also make use of the career conversion program.
Thank you so much for your time, Yulin. That was Fang Yulin. She's a partner at PwC Singapore and leads the firm's upskilling efforts.